This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that peace and prosperity cannot coexist with terrorism and proliferation of weapons of mass destructions in the hands of non-state actors and terror groups. He called for decisive action to deal with the challenges posed by radicalization, extremism and terrorism.
We reiterate the need to hold the perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of reprehensible acts of terrorism, including cross-border terrorism, accountable and bring them to justice.
He said this while attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao in China today. Referring to the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Singh said the pattern of this attack matches with Lashkar-e-Taiba's previous terror attacks in India. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today met with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov on the sidelines of the SCO Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting they had insightful deliberations on boosting India-Russia defense ties. Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla will dock with the International Space Station ISS this afternoon. According to Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, docking is scheduled at 4:30 p.m. IST. After the docking with the ISS, Group Captain Shukla will become the first ever Indian to visit NASA's orbiting laboratory ISS. Indian Air Force Officer Shukla's trip comes 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma became the first Indian to fly to space aboard the Russian Soyuz in 1984. Within minutes of takeoff yesterday, Group Captain Shukla had a message for his fellow countrymen. He said, "We are back in space after 41 years, and what an amazing ride it has been."
What a ride. 40 साल बाद हम वापस अंतरिक्ष में पहुंच गए हैं और कमाल की राइड थी. इस समय हम 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि मैं आपके साथ हूँ.
Under Operation Sindhu, 272 more Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran. The special flight which arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad in the early hours of today also carried 3 Nepalese citizens. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that so far a total of 3,426 Indian nationals have been brought back to India from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Modi government is striking narco cartels ruthlessly and bringing back addicted youth to normal life with empathy. In a social media post on International Day Against Drug Abuse, Mr. Shah said drugs are the biggest scourge for the youth. The minister wished all the country's warriors and allies in the battle for a drug-free Bharat. He said the Modi government is heading with a whole-of-government approach to this threat and hope that this day will further fortify the government's resolve against the menace of drug abuse. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced the Class 10th board exams will be held in 2 terms starting from the next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. Himachal Pradesh has experienced heavy monsoon rainfall in the past 24 hours. During this period, reports of cloud bursts and flooding have emerged from various parts of the state. According to the information received so far, 5 people have lost their lives in these incidents. We have a report.
Due to the torrential monsoon rains over the past 24 hours, several areas in Himachal Pradesh have witnessed cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides severely affecting normal life. In Dharamshala, the district headquarters of Kangra, flash floods occurred in Manuni Rivulet in Khaniara. Several labourers residing in temporary shed near the Indira Priyadarshini hydro project were swept away by the flood waters. So far, 2 bodies have been recovered while 6 individuals are still missing. Additionally, 1 person was seen fleeing into the forest in an attempt to save his life. The district administration, SDRF, NDRF and police are engaged in relief and rescue operations. For safety reasons, other workers at the power project have been shifted to safer locations. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Indian Under-17 Women's Wrestling Team has emerged as the champion team at the Under-17 Asian Wrestling Championship held in Vietnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.